Hello, and welcome to Forward Church Online. In this weekly podcast, we hope that you'll have an encounter with God through inspired teaching and discover practical ways to help you live a life of purpose. We hope you enjoy today's message. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
It was about a month ago, I was at the district office for a training, and this particular person stood up and began to speak on the topic that was on the subject for that session. And I said to myself, as I was sitting there, there's more to this person than what is being presented. So I started making some connections, and I found out, I know who you are now. We have one of the best individuals in the whole district serving at Levy Learning Academy in the cafeteria. Miss Alfonso does a phenomenal job. And I'd like for you to give her a big round of applause tonight. Awesome. Awesome. Every day she provides meals, brings the meals, gets it all set up, takes care of all of our students every day. And we appreciate what she does for our school. But after hearing this individual speak, I went back to the school. I started connecting all my dots. And I said, I think I know who she's connected to. So I went to her mother, Miss Alfonso, and I said, you have a daughter? Yeah. What's her name? Oh. She began to share with me her testimony. And when I know that I know, I don't hesitate. I said, what's the possibility of her coming and speaking on a Wednesday night to the whole house about what God's done in her life? She said, yeah, that's a possibility. So we scheduled it. And Miss Nancy is here this evening. She's a graduate of Bronson High School. She has a testimony that's going to rock your world. It's going to open you up tonight to the supernatural. I checked with Pastor B to have him check with Jamie and Shelly to make sure the young people could be here tonight. Because this is a young adult that's walking in the supernatural. Nancy, if you'll start coming this way, please, tonight. Go ahead and give her a big round of applause. Come on, come on. Stand to your feet and give her a big round of applause. Come on now. We are members of the body of Christ. Come on up. You may be seated. I'm going to turn this over to her in just a moment. I want you to give your undivided attention to her. No, I don't know her real well. Yes, I know her mother. That's very important. I'm a huge guardian of who ministers in this house. But when the Holy Spirit gives me an okay, I'm a runner. I run with it, and I simply obey God. I've asked her to come and to share her testimony of what God's done for her. And I do know that young people will listen to us who are older, but you really cue in to the generation that's right in front of you. She's one of those individuals. You're going to stand in awe of what God has done for her. And then you're going to stand in for the supernatural to explode in you tonight. Let's pray. Father, I am confident of your presence. I am confident that you are here and that you're among us. And I thank you for this young lady and what you have accomplished already in her life. And what is in store for her is even more than she has even considered. Tonight, as she breaks the bread of life to our hearts, as she shares her testimony, quicken the hearts of young people. Set their hearts on fire. May needs be met tonight. May lives be changed, homes restored. We are here with expectation, and we bless the voice that you have sent to us tonight. And God's people said, amen. You ready to have some fun? Welcome. We're glad you're here.
I definitely want to thank everybody for being here tonight, and I thank the pastor and the church for letting me come and share my testimony. I'm really nervous. It's been a while since I've been able to give my testimony. And last time I gave my testimony, it was the first time that I'd given my testimony. And that same day, I fell into the hospital and almost lost my life. The doctors told me I wasn't going to make it, and that's another whole different testimony. But it definitely adds to the experience of being able and the privilege that God has given me of giving another testimony. My name is Nancy Alfonso. I'm from the church El Tabol in Williston, Florida. I'm also the outreach coordinator for Another Way. And I really hope that tonight it's not me speaking, but that God is able to reach everybody in a different way. I remember many times of suffering, times that I cried, times that I felt like the hurt and the anger was going to overpower me. But those times were short. Those times were meaningful. And those times did not compare to feeling God the way I did, to seeing his hand and his mercy over my life, and the eternal joy and privilege that I knew God had given me with all of the tribulation that I had went through. Today I'm here to share a small piece of a big testimony. All of our lives are testimonies. Whether we realize it or not, God is doing something with us, in us, or for us every day. And he's constantly doing something for us. And it's amazing that we're able to say that the God that we serve would choose us, that don't, we're not worthy of it, but he still chooses us to manifest his glory in us. And I'm very thankful for that. When I graduated high school, towards the end, I started to have a little bit of pain in my left knee. It was just something that was a little uncomfortable, sometimes bending it a certain way or doing something, it would cause a little bit of discomfort. After graduation, the pain grew. It not only grew, but it spread to my other leg and my other knee. I didn't quite understand at that time the seriousness of what was about to happen in my life. I didn't understand what God had chosen me for. At that point, all I saw was the pain in my knees. All I felt was the hurt that I felt. The pain grew every day. It was the only way I could describe it was, you know how you take two sticks and you try to rub them together to start a fire? That's what it felt like someone was doing with my kneecaps. It felt like someone was taking my bones and they were just rubbing them together. And it was like a fire that was burning in my knees. I will never forget that fire that burned in my knees. It was something that I couldn't explain how much pain I was in. It grew to a point where I decided that I needed to go to a doctor. How many of you guys like to go to the doctor? Nobody? Oh, we got one person. God bless you. Well, I don't like to go to the doctor. I really, really don't like the doctor. I don't like the hospital. I don't like none of that. I want to stay as far away from that as I can. So I kept saying, I'll be fine. I'll be fine. Pain was growing. The fire was burning, and I just couldn't take it. My mother, my family, they convinced me that I needed to go to the doctor. I mean, it was impacting my work. It was impacting my daily life. So I went to the doctor. I not only went to a doctor, they sent me to a specialist. Just happened to be, it was the same arthritis specialist as my grandmother. And for me, I was like, wow, okay. God, I'm like 20 at the time. I was just coming out of high school, so I was about 17. And it's like, my grandmother is, she's older than me. Why am I having to go to the same arthritis doctor as her? Well, the doctor said, I don't know what is going on. I mean, I've never seen anything like this before. It's growing, and I don't know how it developed. I mean, it literally happened overnight. So he said, well, we're going to try a few different things. We're going to see how things work, and we'll go from there. Go how things works. Many visits later, 12 injections in each knee later. Usually they do, you know, one injection every 3 months. I had 12 injections in less than 6 weeks in each knee. And it was supposed to fill your knee with enough fluid so that your bones weren't constantly rubbing together, because I had this strange type of bursitis that was making that fire burn. And the fluid would just not hold. It was like my bones were dry and they were just drinking the fluid. It wasn't retaining anything. The fire still burned. So they were like, we're going to try medicine. Well, see, God has made me so, I call it special, that my body doesn't react to medicine. It rejects medicine. And a lot of times, medications make me more sick. That's why I don't like to go to the doctor, because they're going to give me medicine, my body's going to reject it, and we're going to be back at square one. Thank God I have the King of all kings and the Doctor of all doctors who heals me on a regular normal basis. And he teaches me to depend on him. He's got the prescription for everything. But so they started the medications. I had numerous bottles of all kinds of medications you could think of. Narcotics, non-narcotics, you name it, I had it. Nothing. We're going to try some patches for your knees. Okay. Try the patches, lidocaine patches. We'll try any kind of patches. Nothing. No relief. Nothing. And all I can remember is that fire-burning sensation in my knees that would literally bring me to tears. When I bent my knees, you could hear the crack. When I walked, you could hear the pop in my knees. People around me would say, what is that? And it was my knees that were cracking every time I walked. It was that Rice Krispies, snack, crackle, pop. It was all over in my knees. It's like, Lord, what is this? I just didn't understand, you know. God, why is this happening? I mean, you know, I grew up in church. I went to church. I may not have been, you know, all in, but I went to church. Why was this happening? I didn't understand that God had a purpose, and that this was going to bring me closer to God, and I was going to see God and feel God in a way like I'd never felt him before. I was not able to do a lot of the things that I love. At the time, my mother, who's with us, like you said, she's an amazing woman, one of God's warriors who definitely he's put there, and I'm immensely thankful for having someone like her who's constantly been there in faith and in prayer. And when the rest of the house has had their hands down and they feel like they can't lift them anymore, God has always put her there to help lift our hands and continue to be the one fighting for our home. I don't know how many of you guys are like that with your moms, or have a mother or someone in your home that's the woman of valor that fights no matter what. She's like the lion of the home. But she was the youth leader. And at the time, my best friend, Chanelis, and I were kind of the leaders as well of the praise team. And we've been doing praise dances since a long time. And it was something that I had a passion for. It was something that, knowing, again, that God could use me to minister to people through a praise dance, through a song, through a movement, and see how God works in the many different forms, was something that left me in awe. And I wasn't able to do the praise dances because my knees couldn't support me. I was literally having to be helped in and out of the tub. And that hurt. And I would say, God, I just want to praise you. How am I not allowed to praise you? That is my way of praising you. I had to learn a new way. I had to learn a new way of praise that would open up another level with God. A lot of times we get stuck in that routine of how we praise or how we pray or what we're praying for. And then we go through tribulations and we have to switch things up and we're like, why? I've been doing it this way. Yeah, you're comfortable. Let's get you a little uncomfortable and see how you react. Let's get you a little uncomfortable and see if you praise. And let's change your praise. A lot of the girls that were in the youth group at the time, I didn't see them really wanting to do it. They were just doing it because they were in church and they felt obligated to do it. And I always told myself, if I feel like I'm obligated to do it, I don't want to do it. If I want to praise God, I want to praise him from my heart because I want to, not because I'm in church. And watching them and not being able to do it created such a hurt. I'd watch them and I was just like, you guys are doing it and you don't even care. And I'm sitting here, I can't walk, and I just want to run around the church and do it myself. And I just couldn't express the way that I felt. I just couldn't explain to people the hurt. I mean, I would cry. I'm not one to cry. I don't cry a lot. I don't like to cry. I've been very hard-headed. I don't know how many of you guys are like me. You learn on your own. You want to do it. And sometimes God has to show us to be a little humble and accept the help. Very independent. I always wanted to do it on my own. And this made me dependent. I needed someone to help me in and out of the tub, even if I didn't want it. And the times that I did try to get in and out of the tub by myself, I'd fall. I can't explain the pain. My cries, my screams for help, screams for relief. I just wanted relief. I just wanted to be able to put my knees up and feel relief. Like someone would put water on the fire that was burning on my knees. And that just was not happening. I wanted to understand, God, what are you doing with me here? What is going on? I love heels. Heels have been, they're like an obsession for me. They're like second living shopping and having heels, as you can tell. And I couldn't walk in heels, something that I've loved to do since before I was allowed to wear heels. I couldn't wear them. Another thing that crushed me. I was embarrassed. I was truly embarrassed that I had come to a point where I couldn't do stuff on my own, aside from the hurt. And I remember one day I was sitting on the couch in my house and all my sisters, one was out jogging, one was out shopping, one was out with her friends. The others were gone. I have a lot of sisters. My mother adopted like 6 girls, aside from myself and my sister, as well as many foster girls that are also my sisters. And I had my legs up. And it was just my father and I were home. And I was sitting on the couch and I was just crying. I didn't go out. Everybody I went to school with was going to college. They were out doing their own things. And I was stuck at home, embarrassed, because I didn't want nobody to see me the way that I was. and I had my knees up, and I was just crying on the couch, and I said, God, why am I suffering? What is going on? Please just help me. My father walked in, and he's someone that I've always looked up to spiritually. And he was like, come on, let's go sit outside for a little while. And we went, and I said, I don't want to go sit outside. And he said, yeah, you do. Come on. It wasn't much of a choice then. Okay, so we go and we sit outside. And he said, are you going to lay down and get beat? Or are you going to stand up and fight for your victory? Are you going to let yourself get beat? All this time that I've known you, you've never let anything beat you. And now you're just laying down for the beating? I said, Dad, that's not what I'm doing. You know, I'm in pain. And he's like, okay. And? What do you want me to do? Like, you know, this has been a long time coming now. We're at a year mark. You know, and it's still the same fire burning, only the fire, they've added some more wood, you know? So the pain continued, but those words that my father said started a different level in my fight. It started a change in my struggle. See, sometimes in the storm, we lose sight of the vision that God has for us, because we can't see and we're paralyzed by fear. You know, a lot of times in a tornado or in a storm, everything is going by you so quick that you get lost up in it. And if you're standing in a tornado and everything's flying around you, you don't know what to look at. And when you're in the midst of a storm, everything's happening so quick around you that you don't know where to turn. And we forget that God's always got the calm after the storm. That sometimes he sends a storm to show you that he's the only refuge so that you can run to him. At that point, I still hadn't understood it. And not only does he send rain in our drought or a calm to our storm, but he sends people to lift our hands when we can't anymore. Like Moses. In Exodus 17:11-12, it reads, as long as Moses held his hands up, the Israelites were winning. But whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning. When Moses grew tired, they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. Aaron and Hur held his hands up, one on one side, one on the other, so that his hands remained steady until sunset. In my fight, God sent people to hold my hands when I couldn't anymore. God will sustain us regardless of the circumstance. And sometimes it's hard for us to see that. Sometimes we don't see that God is sending someone to lift us up, whether that be someone from church that God's using to tell you, hey, keep fighting, I'm there, I haven't left you, I never left you. Or whether it's just a friend that says, hey, I'm here. God's using that person whether you know it or not, right? Time went by, and my pain worsened. My church, my friends, my family, they were all very supportive, and they continued to pray for me. Every time they prayed, I would hope that that's my chance to be healed. You know, that's it. This is my time. They're going to take me to the front. They're going to take me to the altar. Hey, it's my time. But it wasn't my time. And God knew why. See, many times when we're battling in something, we ask God to take it away. And we immediately want it to go away. God, we prayed. It's supposed to be gone. I believe in you. What's going on? It's not your time. Chill out. He knows what he's doing. You know? Where's your faith? So I kept thinking it's my time, you know? And it was something that I was battling with God. I'm like, I need you to resolve this. We're going on a year and a half. I'm still in pain. It's getting worse. It's starting to spread. It's reaching my elbows. It's reaching my wrists. And they don't know why. Let me just say that although the times were tough, the pain was deep, the journey was hard, I know that God was there every step of the way and that he had it planned out. Much like God had mine planned out, he has yours. See, when I was writing this and just thinking of what, you know, just praying and saying, God, I need you to just show me what you want. You know, last time it was totally different. The testimony was the same, of course, but the subject around it was different. And it's because the need was different. So I don't know who we're talking to tonight, but let me tell you that God's got it all planned out. You just got to wait while he works. You know, I literally came to tears because I said, God, I know what that struggle is like. I'm just so happy that I'm able to tell someone that there's an end to that struggle. I just thank you that I've been able to have the victory and say, hey, there's an end to that. You're not going to be this way forever. And maybe it's not your time yet, but God's got a perfect time, and he knows why. See, a lot of times we say, God, why am I going through this? And I kept questioning him, God, why am I going through this? Why am I suffering? Why? Hey, do you trust me or not? Who do we trust? Where is our faith? We proclaim that we trust in an almighty God. We proclaim that we believe in what he can do and in the miracles he can do. And a lot of times we're like, you know, that's kind of old. You know, Jesus, he doesn't do the same things that he used to. Yes, he does. He's the same God today, tomorrow, and forever. You know, he's the same God. He's going to keep doing those miracles. That's who he is. Doesn't change. It's difficult because we change. You know, we're like the waves of the ocean that come in and out, but God's still the sand on the beach that never goes away, you know? And it's so different for us. So, my mother, strong, faithful warrior of Christ, leading the youth for many years, she battled with us a lot. And she still battles with us, even though she's not the youth leader. I think she just likes to battle. I don't know. But she told us that there was a retreat coming, a youth retreat. Now, I did not want to go anywhere. I was not going out. I didn't want to do anything. And so I said, I don't know. And all the youth are like, yeah, it's going to be so much fun. It's like a 2-day, 3-day conference. And you know, there's going to be all kinds of churches there. It's going to be great. And so I was like, oh, maybe I'll go. My best friend, I thank God for her. She's an angel God has put into my life. But she was encouraging me to go. And I said, you know, I really don't know. And my mom said, well, there's going to be a formal night, and everybody's going to dress up. And, you know, everybody's going to walk down and, you know, they're going to introduce everybody, and, you know, it's going to be cool. And as soon as I heard that, I said, no, I can't wear heels. I'm not going. I'm not doing it. You know, everybody's going to be in their dresses and in heels, and I'm going to be in flats. No way. I won't do it. That's like fashion killer right there. Crisis. No. I couldn't take it. And it really, for me, now I'm like, thank God I can joke about it. But then, oh, Lord. It was something that just really crushed my spirits, because I would say, God, I love heels. I love to praise you. I love to do these things, and I can't. And God says, but you can. You know, a lot of times we ourselves, in the struggle, we put our hands over our mouth, and we're like, nope, I can't praise. I don't have the strength. Yes, you do. You've got to break down that stuff that's stopping you from praising. I'm telling you. I don't know what it is, but somebody's got to start praising, because God's telling you tonight, you got to praise him whether you're happy or whether you're sad. Yeah. Hey, that's not in here, but I'm just saying. So I said, I can't do it. I'm not going to be in flats, you know. I became this very discouraged, and my best friend kept saying, you got to go. She kept lifting my hands. She was like, Aaron, there, holding my hand, my arms up. And she said, Nancy, just because you're struggling doesn't mean you stop praising God. very, very true. So we went shopping. It was a little bit of a, that was some medicine that my body's not immune to. It's always good for me. So we were going to go shopping, and we go to a store, and I see these heels. I said, oh my gosh, those are the sickest heels I have ever seen in my entire life. My best friend's like, yeah, they're pretty sick. Like, I wish that I could wear them. And she's like, Nance, don't even try them on, because you're just going to put yourself in a position. I said, I can try them on. You know, I'll try them on. So I put the heels on, and I was like, it's just for 1 second. I know my knees can hold the pressure of heels for 1 second. No. I fell down in the middle of that store on my face, trying to wear those heels. My knees could not hold the pressure. I cried like a baby. I was like, I'm so embarrassed. I could not believe it. So I'm not going. I couldn't wear those heels. I can't even stand in them. I'm not going. I'm not doing it. Well, see, God has other plans. Because the thing is whether we want to or not, he's going to put us in a position where we will do what he has planned. You know, it's like we should just do it the easy way, because when we resist God and the plan that he has for us, you're just setting yourself up to go the hard way you're going to go. You know, it's like when you got to go to work. Even if you push your alarm clock snooze button 5 times, you still got to go, right? So God's like, hey, you still got to get to where I'm taking you, right? Just like Jonah. He was like, hey, I'm not going anywhere. Uh-uh. And God's like, yeah, you just got swallowed, but you're still going, right? So, you know, we just have to understand that God's got a plan. So, time went on. It came time for the retreat. And my boyfriend at the time, he's like, I'm going to go too. Okay. So I had to work, but I went a day late. I still got there. When I got there, all the youth were playing football. Everybody was out running around. The girls were getting ready to go do praise dance practice. And I sat down. And of course, as my faithful best friend, she sat down with me. And she said, hey, whatever you can't participate in, I won't participate. And she said, and I brought flats to wear to the formal. And I said, God, there's that one person that's lifting my hands when I feel like I can't. And the girls went to go practice for the praise dance, and it was a song that is a very powerful song. It's a Spanish song, and it's called Arrebato, which is just taking back. And it's a song that's declaring that she's taking back everything that the enemy has tried to take from her. She's taking back her family. She's taking back her life. She's taking back her joy. She's taking back everything that the enemy has tried to take from her. And she knows that God is going to charge the enemy pretty heavily for what he's doing. You know, and it's like, hey, thank God I don't have to fight that battle. I know that I believe in someone who's fighting it for me. He's going to charge him for everything he's done. So it's time to go to the practice, and all the girls were practicing. And I said, you know what? Tonight, I'm going to do that praise dance. I'm going to do it with them. And my best friend said, Nance, don't do it, because then if something happens, you're going to be discouraged. I can do it, as always. So the song started, and I was like, you know what? Even if I just stand in the same spot, I'm not moving as much. You know, they're still moving around and stuff. I'll stand still. I'm okay with standing still. I'll be different. That's okay. I was already the one standing out, the one who couldn't get up and down by herself, who even to stand, they were trying to lift me because I couldn't. And my mom was, as any mother would be, very concerned. You could see the toll that it had taken is almost 2 years now. and the toll was getting worse. It was starting to spread, and the pain was worse. I was having fire burning everywhere. And she said, well, if that's what you want to do, you know, you believe God's put it in your heart, you do it. So song started, and I was like, okay, I got this. I started to do the praise dance. Halfway through, my knees gave out. I couldn't take the pain. I fell to the floor in front of a church full of people that I knew, that I didn't know, churches from all over, and I fell to the floor. That was the most embarrassing moment of my life for me at that point in time, knowing that I had the desire to do it and I couldn't do it, and that everybody in the entire room just seen me fall. They had to carry me out because my knees literally would not hold not any bit of weight. They just wouldn't. And, okay, God, anytime now. You know, I'm hurting. I can't walk. Where did this come from? Overnight, I've turned into someone that's dependent, that's bitter, that's angry, that's hurting, that's in pain all the time. What is going on? God, please just listen. Just please. I can't explain the pain that I felt that night. I didn't sleep. My mom sat up with me and cried next to me because she could feel the pain that I had. That was not only in my knees, not only in my elbows, not only in my wrists, but overall in my heart. Still didn't understand what God was doing. And mom laid with me all night. My best friend laid on the other side of me. And her mom on the other side of her. It just so happens that her and I are best friends, and our mothers are best friends. And we all stayed up. They all watched me cry all night. That the pain that night was worse than any other pain I'd ever felt in the 2 years that I was suffering, which for me was something that was unbearable, because every day living through that, I learned to get accustomed to the pain. But that pain was a different one. They not only were putting a fire to it, they were taking a hammer to it, they were taking anything they could and just tearing up them knees. And the next morning was a fasting. And at first, I said, I'm not coming out of this room. I'm not letting anybody see me. They seen me fall last night. I'm not going. And mom said, Nancy, you need to go. Chanelle said, Nance, you need to go. I'll carry you. You guys are going to carry me in. You know how embarrassing that is for someone to have to carry you in? I'm not going. Well, again, God said, you're going. And I went. So at the beginning of the fasting, everybody was still a little asleep, because at this time it's like 5 o'clock in the morning. Everybody's still asleep. Half the guys didn't go to sleep last night because they were throwing pillows and putting toothpaste on each other's faces and doing everything else. And all the girls were trying to check out what they're going to wear for the formal the next night, so they didn't get any sleep. And I was crying in pain all night with my mom and my best friend, so we didn't get any sleep. So everybody's like halfway asleep in the fasting. You didn't know whether people were really praying or sleeping. So you're like, hey, are you still praying? Yeah. It was pretty good fasting. We finished praying, and the preacher of the morning walked in. And everybody started making comments, oh my gosh, he looks like Justin Bieber, he's got the haircut, he's got it going on, like the Justin Bieber haircut and the whole look, like everybody was making these little jokes, you know. But you can look how you look, but when you open your mouth and God speaks, whoa, right? That's different. So when he opened his mouth, you could literally tell that he had authority in the way that he spoke, and that God was really using him, and that God was really ministering. And it was a sermon that really touched me. And, you know, he was like, at the end, he opened the altar and he said, you know, whoever wants to come up and get prayed for, you can come. And I looked at my best friend and I said, I want to go. And she's like, are you sure? And I was like, yeah. I got carried to the altar. He sat me in a chair. He said, what's going on? I said, it's been 2 years of suffering, 2 years of pain, 2 years of people praying for me, 2 years of all this going on, and it's starting to spread, and the doctors don't know why, and I kept going, and he said, do you have faith? I said, yeah, I've had faith this whole time. He said, according to your faith, you'll be healed. Get up and run. I said, Chad, did you hear him? She's like, yeah. I'm like, he said, did you not hear me? I said, get up and run. I took off running. I didn't just walk. I didn't just trot. I was like, just track star running. I'm like, hey, cha, I'll race you. I'll race you. Race that go. Like, she didn't even get a chance to, like, even take off. Like, I was gone. And I remember I, like, ran to the room because her mother hadn't gone that morning. And I said, look, Mita, look. Look what God can do. And I was jumping up and down. I said, this is what God can do. And that's why I'm telling you, this is what God can do. So what God are you believing in? Because God is saying, yes, you've got trials. Yes, you've got tribulations. Yes, you've got a struggle, but I've got a plan, and I'm going to do my job, and I'm going to work in you to make you who I need you to be, right? And we're like, God, what's going on? And he's saying, hey, raise your hands and praise me. I'm still here. I never left you. What are you doing? Maybe you turned your back to me, but I've stayed the same. Maybe you've forgotten that I'm all powerful, but I'm going to remind you. You know? And it was like, I couldn't believe it. I mean, I seen him about a year and a half later, and he said, you're the girl that wouldn't stop running after you got healed, weren't you? Yes, that was me. I couldn't stop running. I hadn't ran in 2 years. I couldn't believe it. I was like, Lord, it was just something that 2 years of pain, 2 years of struggle, and a mustard seed of faith in God's timing changed everything. And that's just so, that's the God that we serve. You know, we wake up every morning and we're like, oh, I got so many things going on. And God's like, oh, I'm going to change everything going on. Just wait. So it's not about asking God why you struggle. It's about thanking him because he's doing something big. It wasn't until I started declaring that I had victory that my struggle started to change. So while you look at the storm and you're like, storm, you're so big, God's like, I'm bigger. You know, and you're like, what? The pain is deep. Yeah, I can heal that. God, my knees are on fire. I'll put that out. You know, that's what made that difference. And I remember my mom was calling all the lunch ladies and calling everybody. Hey, guess what? Hey, guess what? Hey, guess what? And I'm like, they just need to see me run. Like, that's all they need to see. I was ready, you know? And that night was the formal night. And all the girls pitched in and said, pick which heels you want. And I got to pick which heels I wanted to wear. And that's been almost 3 years now. And I've been walking just fine for the glory of God. And I can't thank him enough because he really showed himself to me in that time, you know? I mean, just thinking about it, literally, I get hot. It's like the fire automatically ignites. You see me rolling up my sleeves. I'm like, I'm about to start running just to show you that God really healed me because it was pretty amazing. The fire is definitely burning, but the fire isn't burning in my knees. It's burning in my heart because I want everybody to know what God is capable of, you know? And that's the thing. It's like, hey, you know, you just want to tell people how great God is. And it's up to us to tell people that are struggling, that are in the world, that may not believe that God's still capable of those things, to tell them, yes, he is. You know, and like I said, there's, thank God for the struggle, because it brings testimony, it brings victory, it brings people to him. And there's many a times where I didn't understand what was going on. But now I understand that it was for a purpose and a plan. And it's the same thing in your life. Your struggle may not be that you can't walk because your knees are literally on fire. Maybe your heart is literally broken, or your hope is literally gone, or your finances don't exist, or your home is broken into pieces, and the people that you trust most hurt you. Maybe you find yourself alone, surrounded by people. Whatever the struggle is, whether it's health, whether it's finances, whether it's personal, emotional, God's got it all under control. It's just about, oh gosh, I about fell through here with these heels, I'm telling you. God's got it all under control, no matter what it is. And I can testify that God is the same God today, tomorrow, and always. And that he's with you, whether you know it or not, whether you feel him or not, whether you see it or not. Maybe the news you get tomorrow isn't the best. And from a week from now, it isn't the best. And you're like, God, I went there and I thought you ministered to me and I thought things were going to change. Yes, but remember, it's in his time. Because I didn't understand that I had to struggle and I had to go through those things. But in his time, he healed me. And it was for a purpose that we were there at a youth retreat where people who didn't believe, where people who didn't think that God could do it, could see that God can do it. And that's what it's about. And then it's not only about keeping that blessing to yourself, it's about telling everybody you see, hey, my God is big, and let me tell you why. You know, that's the best thing about the God that we serve, is that we have hope, and we can give that hope to others because I know that it's done. You see, Destiny, she's a victor. Like, she doesn't have a struggle. She's got a victory. That's a triumph. It's about us declaring it and using our mouths to declare what we have. Because you have the power and the authority in your tongue to change what's going on. But the minute you say, I can't, I won't, I don't, I can't, God says, hey, lift your hands and praise me. I'll break, I'll open, I'll change, I'll close, I'll do whatever it has to take, but I'll do it. Because that's God, you know? So, just to kind of sum up tonight, my birthday, it was just, see, because God not only gave me the gift of healing, but he gave me the best gift I could ever have in all of my years, because 2 weeks after that was my birthday. And my best friend walks in, and she's got the sickest heels I've ever seen in my entire life. And she said, try them on now. And I not only walked in those heels, I took off running in those heels. And I just thank God because he's given me the opportunity to come and share with you guys my testimony. But I think more than just sharing my testimony, God just wants to reach out to you tonight and let you know that your struggle, your drought, wherever you're at right now, God's got it under control. You just got to have faith of a mustard seed and understand that it's in his time and in his plan. And I just want to encourage you to keep, whether you don't have the strength to lift your hands or not, God will lift them for you. Just believe. And if you're like, you know, I don't know how to believe, I don't know how to pray, I don't know how to do anything, that's okay. God doesn't need you to bring all these. He just wants your heart. He just wants you to be sincere. He just wants to be your friend. See, at the time, I was trying to explain to my friends the pain that I was feeling, and I couldn't. The only one who knew what pain I was feeling was God. He understood all the pain that I felt. He understood all the struggle I was going through. I couldn't explain it to my mom. I couldn't explain it to the doctors. Nobody could understand it but God. Nobody can understand what you're going through, your struggle, how you feel. Nobody can understand that but God. And that's why God is so amazing, because he can reach in there and he can see that. He can say, I can change that. I can transform that. I can make that new. I can make that go away. That's what I do. You know? And it's about God glorifying himself in you in a different way. Not something that everybody does. Everybody's experience with God is different. And we have to experience him differently. And that's what it's about. I really thank you guys for giving me the opportunity of coming out and sharing with you guys. And I just hope that you guys enjoy tonight.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Forward Church Online. We hope this has been a blessing in your life and that you'll share this and other great resources with your friends. We want to invite you to explore our webpage at www.myforwardchurch.org. There, you'll find online giving, church events, and so much more. Be sure to connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, as there's always something happening around Forward Church. If you're ever in our area, we'd like to extend an invitation to come be a part of one of our live worship experiences. Thanks again for listening to the Forward Church Online Podcast. Have a great week.